to the NXT Podcast, your home for weekly NXT reviews and insight.
The beautiful part of NXT is that when one dream ends, another dream begins.
Find all of your NXT news, recaps, and analysis right here. So with that being said, we only have one question for you.
Are you ready?
We thought so. Let's get the show started right now.
All right, everyone. This is Memphis Mark coming to you from Mullet Manor. And we're going to do the review for 312. And for the NXT review, that is. And we're getting ready for Stand and Deliver. And they kind of go back to their old format where they start off with a recap of last week. But when they were going over the recap, I don't know if I mentioned it last week or not, but the appearance of Steven Regal, the old actual boss of NXT and great, great teacher, and a damn good wrestler too, made his appearance. So I wonder what angle they're going to take with that. So, because he said he'd be watching the quarter catch crew there, the no quarter. But they start off with this the triple threat tag team qualifying match, and it's LWO with going against OTM out the mud, and with Scripps, of course, and they jump LWO, which they should, because they're definitely not as ring savvy or as experienced as LWO, so they jump them and get the start on the match, and they let them do a little whooping on them, and then you know, of course, LWO is going to sell and sell very well, but eventually the teamwork of LWO is going to catch up. Now that's they do Price and them, they OTM, they do a couple of good moves. Now, don't get me wrong. They do a suplex where one of the LWO members is actually standing on the apron outside of the ropes, and he suplexes him over. And, you know, they give that push off, which gives you a little bit, but that's a lot of strength to do something like that. So, and then in the middle of the match, up in the Muffet box, up in the sky box there, you've got the champs show up to do a little scouting, I guess, there. But Braun and Baron, the new comedy duo of NXT, is kind of hanging out, laughing, chilling, just watching. And the match is OTM is so much bigger. The young guys are so much bigger that you've got to bring that teamwork in. You've got to have all that going. And they do. And it ends up with LWO will end up winning the match. But, I mean, the talent's just going to win, you know, on that. But, you know, OTM did try to sell. It's just hard to do that. So, but, yeah, so LWO ends up pulling off that first match. And then they got Oba Finney showing up in the parking lot, you know, at the NXT studios in Orlando. And he's rolling in with a suitcase, and old Jensen shows up, and, you know, they act like they're going to get into it, and Briggs is out there, and it's, well, you know, a little promo spot for Mr. Finney. And then they do a little recap of Roxanne when she attacked the ladies champ, and did her version of, I guess, a heel turn, maybe, you know, what it kind of seemed like there. But yeah, so they do a little recap of that, and then they go to a little clip, a little promo with Miss Thea Hale and Andre Chase, you know, that awkward moment when they're kind of getting back together in that soap opera. But you know, they get back in, and then Duke shows up, and then they're trying to figure out who Thea's partner is going to be, since Jasmine and JC have other things to do. So she picks Jordan. So it's going to be Jordan and Thea going against Kiana James and Izzy Dane. So there you go for that. And then after the Thea and Chase U spot, Roxanne gets into the ring and does her official, I guess you would say, heel turn. She comes out and does her best, but it's weak. It's weak. It's not very good. She just needs, I guess, more work on that stick. So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, they do have Ava come out. Of course, with all of her experience, she... Yeah, she comes out and stumbles through the promo there. And so, yeah, they're going to wait. They're not going to strip the belt or none of that stuff. So it's, yeah. Yeah, that's where kind of they're going with that. But they do have Tatum Paxley jumps in from the crowd. So it does. They have some kind of something in there that made it almost interesting. Almost. Yeah, and then they go from there. You've got Lexus King, Mr. Pillman himself, going up against Mr. Stone without Von Wagner. So the stick man going up against Lexus King, and he comes out and does a weak throw in the towel at Lexus, and, you know, with his 100-and-something-pound body, he jumps on Lexus a little bit. And then Lexus whoops him, and then whoops him, and then whoops him some more. And then, yeah, whoops him some more. he pins him, and Vaughn's going to come out and pick him up and take him away in his arms like Cary Grant or something. But before that match, I forgot to mention that they did cut a little promo with a Thorny D and Stax and their new concierge, I guess you would say, their new lawyer. You know, they do a good little spot. You know, those little the editing and everything is always excellent. It's like a little movie, and you know, Rizzo's in there trying to talk, and so they're having a little cannoli or something, selling some food, and Dragunov shows up, and of course he's unannounced and everything. He just shows up and you know, sits down at the table. Tony D sends him off, and they have a little talk, and it's okay, you know, it's okay. And then Stax and their new consigliere comes out, and they snatch up Dragunov, and the next thing you know, they're closing a trunk on a nice vehicle there, and yeah, they're getting ready to take off. So it's a two-part series, and that's the end of part one. And from there, let's see where they go. Yeah. Oh, and during the Lexus King and the Mr. Stone match, that was about being dishonored in front of his kids, la-da-da-da-da. Then they have Logan Paul show up on NXT. They could do a little clip with him announcing that next year's SummerSlam, or this year's SummerSlam, will be in Cleveland, Ohio, where Mr. Logan's from, but also from where Jerry King Lawler's a big Cleveland fan, and lived there for a little while when he was growing up. So coming up in August, so there we go. Get your tickets. And then I guess they're gonna go ahead and give us a little tease on what's coming up for Mr. Oba Finney, because they cut a little spot with him and Dijak. And, you know, so I guess Dijak is kind of the feeler now, you know, to see how far somebody's come along and everything like that. So they do the little spot with them. All right, and they go from Dijak and Oba to a North American Championship match with Oba Finney and Brooks Jensen. And, you know, Brooks has got some height on him, so they're close in height. You know, Oba's definitely thick and a lot in shape, but I mean, at least they're putting some, you know, they look good in the ring together. And actually in this one, Jensen's actually got a little more ring experience, it looks like, at least. And well, for sure on TV. And you know, he's kind of playing the fast one, moving and sticking and moving, but he can only stick and move so long. Oba eventually catches him, and when he does, he definitely uses his power and his size, and I mean, and he's slower, so his moves, he has to use his size as far as making it look like with his strength. I mean, even his headlock takeover is pretty freaking good. So I mean, you can't deny that. So but yeah, the match goes on. He just has his power moves, like picking him up, and he sets him on the apron at one time, and so yeah, little moves like that. But he ends up, you know, doing his, he's throwing him up in the air like he just don't care, and getting slammed to the ground, and you know, the shoulder tackles and stuff like that. But in the end, the power is going to prevail, and then Briggs is going to come out and try to fire him up, try to do a little Tommy Rich and fire him up, and so it doesn't quite do it. That's when the champ just goes and just really starts torturing him and just doing move after move, and then hollers that he'll pin him when he wants to, and that's kind of what he does. He pins him and then gets out of the ring and makes a little gesture, but he does like to punish him, so I'm sure Briggs is going to have a match coming up, but you know, that'll be probably after Dijak doing his. Let me see, where do we go from there? We've got the second version of Tony T and Stax and their new country area and Dragunov. So the next version, they're on a bridge. And they let him out, and they try to explain to him that Tony's like, normally I walk on the bridge with me and someone, and I walk back by myself. So, and Dragunov is saying like, well, show me what you can do. But he kind of, you know, Tony kind of drops a little knowledge to him, and they don't let Dragunov look bad on this too bad, but yeah. Good little spot for Tony D. And like I said, the way they edited and the way they put that together, it looks good. So yeah, they go from there. Yeah, well, they do. Tony D does tell him at the end, hey, think about it while you're walking back. So yeah, so they pull off and leave him there. Then they do a little announcement, which they've been announcing, that Muhammad Ali is going in the Hall of Fame. And I know a lot of people know who Muhammad Ali is, but I gotta say, if you go back and watch some of those fights, you know, YouTube's got them all on there. The man was definitely one of the baddest, because George Foreman, I won't even go into all that, Frazier and all those, but definitely the Thriller and the Manila. These are all fights that you should go back and check out. So Muhammad Ali, a Hall of Famer, wish they'd have done it when he was alive. So and they go from there to Miss Gigi Dolan. Going up against Ariana Grace, and the loser has to go to, like, I guess you would say, in Ariana Grace's point, I guess it would be prep school, or to, I don't know if she's going to teach her how to be a beauty contestant. If she wins, and this match, it's not worse, really. Ariana's slow, needs more time. Gigi's slow, she's got some big kicks. Other than that, not really good. But the way they end the match was kind of unique. I will give the writers something on this one. They do a crotch shot. You know, the gonads, the pineapples, the grapefruits, the whatever. You know, Ariana does the old with the foot, like an Eddie Guerrero Latino-y, does a little move like he would have done when the referee's back's turned. And then Gigi returns the favor in front of the ref. So what's the ref to do? He's got to disqualify her. And when he disqualifies her, of course, Ariana wins. And so Gigi is going to probably get a makeover. So this should be interesting TV, I hope. Or it could flunk really bad. I don't know. We'll see. But the low blows from the ladies, you know, get the DQ. So, wow. Okay, and they got Solo Ruka and Carmen, not Electra, but Carmen. They're chilling, talking, and of course Lola Vice has got to come in and stir the pot. So that's a match between Carmen and Lola that they will have next week, and then they got to have the snapback energy drink, kind of just the B-rated comedy kind of Brinley with all of her energy jumps in there, and so she comes in, and then Anofi and Blade, they get a little TV time with come in to take her away. So, you know, a little TV time for everyone. They got to spread the love, I'm guessing here. But they go from there. They're going to start the matchup with Kiana James and Izzy Dane. And the best entrance in NXT, Miss James, she comes out and Izzy comes out. And, of course, they're going to announce Thea Hale and Miss Jordan, and what do we have? But Jordan has been jumped, and she is down and out. So she's injured, and so the plot thickens. What are we going to do here? So Thea Hale is going to run out, and is she going to do a handicap match? 2-on-1 handicap match. What is going to happen here? They start the matchup, and Thea runs out there and is doing her thing. And then, of course, you got to have a savior run in. She doesn't have a lot of friends, so who runs in but Val and Henry? Yeah, so the old country girl runs in, so she gets in the match, and, of course, they go on for a while. And during the match, you're going to have Jasmine and JC Jane show up. And they're outside the ring, they're going to pull somebody possibly out of the way there, and we get a pin on Thea. And then, after the match is over, they do some more soap opera stuff. Just happens to be Thea's down and out, and Valen's consoling her, and Jasmine and JC Jane come in there with their nightclub clothes on, and Thea gets up, and she kind of just says, "Hey, you gave me bad advice," and does some, I mean, she's okay. I mean, she's This is pretty much all scripted, so she's doing what she's told, but she pretty much says, hey, y'all gave me some bad advice. You're mean people, and I'm going back to the old Thea. So the old Thea is back, and then she runs around the ring. And of course, now we're going to have more matches with JC saying that, hey, you know, you're unappreciative of what I did for you. So, yeah. So, she runs around the ring, does a little scene. And, the Jasmine and JC leave in their stripper shoes, and they head off, and Thea and Valen are now friends. But after that, they do an interesting little deal. They do a little promo with Riley, you know, the guy that was trying to take Thea out there. And then the No Quarter Catch crew come in, and they cut a little promo. Pretty much kind of challenging Riley. So we'll see where that goes. So they're setting that up for next week or so. And then you're gonna have the Good Brothers, the OC, doing a little promo, and you know, they're just saying that they're gonna take the belts. And then you got old Hank and Tank. Hank and Tank come in there, and they're getting all fired up themselves. And then Braun and Baron, the champs, show up, and they fire them up some more. So, in this manner, you know, with Mensa and the guys, they're going to show up after this. I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to have our final match, which is going to be Ridge Holland going against Sean Spears, the chairman. And pretty good match. I mean, Ridge is, they're definitely getting him more time because he's got the look. He's got the, it'd be great in Europe when they do the tours and everything. But Sean Spears is great on the mic. And they kind of let him talk maybe a little too much. But he runs his mouth during the match, and Ridge is going to go to that other place that they're trying to avoid Ridge going to. And so the match is going to end up with Sean Spears ended up getting, you know, pulling the win out. Okay match. You know, so we'll see where that goes on down the road. But the Mensa thing and this whole Noam deal that I got kind of going, because it was probably one of the better spots of the night there, and it's the ending spot. So they're building for Trick coming out, because right now he is the hottest commodity they've got. So they're Trick's coming out to do his little spot. They bring him out, and he's doing his, you know, okay, he's okay on the stick, you know, but the crowd's fired up, so it makes it all go good. And you know, and there again, it's scripted, but he's doing a good job. He's got the look. He's getting real good with the stick. His ring ability has gotten a lot better. He has progressed kind of quick to me. But he still needs some work with the mic and everything. So, I guess that's the reason they give him the stick now. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Metaphor shows up, the whole crew, and they slowly come out to the ring, and Noam's doing the mic work, and apparently they're gonna fight coming up next week or so. And so Trick's gone through the whole Mello deal, talking about how he wants to get his hands on Mello him. But Metaphor, when they come out, they cause a good distraction. So they all come out, and Noam is talking about pretty much that he's going to lay this smack up downeth. He thinks he needs to do it today. He thinks he needs to punch Trick today. And he's got like a big heavy coat on because he's so small. And I'm guessing for the camera angles and everything, they're trying to make him look better because he's really good in the ring. And against guys his size or even a little bigger, it's great. But Trick's a big old man. I mean, you know, he's full grown. So it's a little harder to make it look good. So they put the big padded jacket, big coat, put it on him. And Mince is next to him out there. And, of course, the ladies are out there with him. And Noam's running his mouth. And he's doing the little gangster walk up there like he's going to climb up in the ring, you know. And they all get on the side. And then Trick makes this remark that kind of throws me off. It's like makes a remark to Lash Legend. And he's like, you know, the way Lash is looking at me. So the crowd's all like, "Ooh!" And Lash, of course, has got a mic, and she's like, "Oh no, oh no." So that's when Noam and Mensa are gonna go in and jump on him, and they go in and they make a feeble attempt. But then Lash goes to punch him, and he catches that punch, and he swings her around, and gives her a little kiss. And she has a like, woo, like the little fluttered, you know, look on her face. And so a real interesting end, because when he kisses her, she kisses back. So, of course, I know, you know, Noam and Mensa are looking in disbelief. And then he does like a little move. I thought he was going to dance with her some more or something, but Mensa comes running in, and he hits him and throws him over the top rope, and then throws Noam out. And then, of course, the ladies are out, but now Lash is still kind of, you know, because she done looked over that full-grown man. And Noam's all mad. So then the crowd, guess what they start singing? And so we have the show going off with Trick in the ring, and the crowd and the music going, "Whoop that Trick." So, you know, a good end, you know, a good end. You know, they didn't get enough time, I think, with Braun and Baron to make some people laugh there, maybe. But, you know, okay show. Can't complain too much there. But that's pretty much the way it went this week, guys. So kind of interested to see, you know, where they're going to go with Steven Regal on down the road. And, you know, they've got some things that they can, you know, different angles and different ways they can go. So we will see heading up to WrestleMania. So we will see how it goes, because of course they are heading to Stand and Deliver, and we'll go, and we got the big triple threat tag team tournament coming up to see who's going to go against the champ. So a lot of things in the works. But all right, guys, that's pretty much it. Had a good adoption this week. Had one of the dogs leave the Mullet Manor rescue here. And so good things going on here. So that leads me into saying, if you can, help a rescue out, help a shelter out, do what you can. And always spay and neuter. And, well, guys, this is Memphis Mark. And I'm out.
Thanks for listening to the WWE Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a show. Or head to WWEPodcast.com. And for all of these shows ad-free, head over to Patreon.com/WWEPodcast. Until then, we'll see you next time.